Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everybody. This is your space to connect and open your heart, to get empowered, to reignite your vitality and wellness and amplify your soul's passion and purpose and feel supported and loved during all of that. And now my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's join hearts and hands and intentions, my friends, to raise our vibration and experience just an opening into whatever is best for you to feel and receive today. I'm excited because Lori Rayon is back and Master Cat Puda is with her. They're going to discuss interspecies communication to support us in expanding our consciousness, raising our vibration, fulfilling our divine potential and mission here on this incredible ascension journey on planet Earth. We have a lot of support from the dolphins and the whales and the angelics and other divine beings of light who are available and ready to help us. So it's going to be a fun show today, and we're grateful that you decided to be with us. As you know, I am dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with you as we remember our true divine nature. So rest assured that you being here right now, I know you're ready to experience more empowerment, more joy, and it's all available. This is a cosmic playground. That's what I like to refer to it as, to facilitate your freedom and your spiritual sovereignty. So trust and know and open up to the brilliant, bountiful blessings that are available and on their way to you now. Just relax, breathe, open, and receive today. I also want to mention, please subscribe to this show if you haven't already. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can listen to today's replay and all of our replays on iTunes or YouTube. Just type in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us there and connect with us further in our private Facebook group or Instagram. My intention with today's journey and adventure is for love, grace, soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation so that we realize really just an opening of our hearts in a new way. And I want to invite all of you to write in. Let us know how you're feeling throughout the show and our webcast. I'll be checking in and we'd love to hear from you. So again, with Lori and with Master Cat Puda, we're talking about consciousness, the interspecies communication and consciousness with the whales, with the dolphins, with the angelics, with whomever in the cosmic realm you want to connect with. This kind of communication offers us self-empowerment, a way to expand our consciousness, raise our vibration, also receive loving, wise messages that will benefit humanity. It can also help you write a book or create a class or assist others in your journey. It also helps you communicate more clearly with any species of being that you want to communicate with. That's what we're going to talk about today. So let me tell you a little bit more about Lori and Master Cat Puda, and then we will get started on our adventure for today. Lori Rayon is an internationally known interspecies communicator and a soul healer. Her gifts allow her to speak to the animals and the angels and translate their messages to humanity. She specializes in communication with the great whales and the dolphins, and she recognizes the cetaceans as the ancient beings and master healers on our planet. She's the director of the Omnidimensional Mystery School in Southern California, and she's a collaborating author of the best-selling book, Dolphins and Whales Forever. She's also a filmmaker. In June of 2015, she released the transformational film, Ascension Guidance. She has retreats all over the world, where you can interact with the wild and free dolphins and whales. She channels these beings and their consciousness and their healing powers. She offers clearing sessions, light body activations, and dolphin DNA recalibration sessions for individuals and groups. And all of you will have the opportunity to experience that in her special offer here with us today, and we'll talk about that later. Okay, so my other co-creative partner that is with Lori is Master Cat Puda, who is a being of ascended master energy. This soul has incarnated into the body of a cat 5 separate times during Lori Rayon's life and continues to work in sacred partnership through their telepathic connection. Each time that Master Cat Puda has brought come forth, he's brought Lori many gifts, including wisdom, healing, remembrance of her star lineage, and the gift of telepathy. Master Puda was instrumental in teaching Lori how to speak telepathically to the dolphins and assist her in becoming a voice for them. And at this time, Master Puda is incarnated as a female cat whose greatest joy in life is to assist others in raising their vibration through her teachings and healing energy. And so I'm so happy they're back here with all of us. So please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and appreciation to Lori and Master Cat Puda as I welcome them back to the show. So welcome back, my friends. How are you?
We're wonderful. Hi, Carrie. And hi, everybody out there. It's wonderful to be back, and we're excited to share with you, and we hope you're doing really well.
Oh, we are. When I say waves and waves like I do each time, it seems very fitting welcoming you with all that dolphin energy.
As I was sitting here, my guides were saying, just receive, you know.
Oh,
I'm like, okay.
Yes.
You have to remind yourself to do that, don't you?
I do. I love the dolphin energy and call on it every day, and I have for many years. So let's talk about your gift, Lori. You've cultivated over the years the ability to speak telepathically to the animals and angels and all of these beings and translate their messages. So I know you had, was it a near-death experience? Would you call it that you had years ago?
Yes, I would. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
To go back, though, before that, you know, I think if you go back to your childhood, as you listen to me talk about mine, you're going to find some pieces and parts of yourself maybe that you've forgotten. But I think when we're young and we're born with certain gifts that maybe they're already activated, we have no idea what that really means or that it's special or unique, because when you're young, you think that everybody's like you. Or I don't know, that you're like everybody else. I'm not sure how that goes. So I would have to say I was very telepathic with animals as a child and as a teenager, and wanted to spend all my time, free time with animals, my horse, you know, with my dog, would go riding with me, with my cats, playing with them. And I envisioned, of course, growing up and becoming a veterinarian or a rancher, because that's the only way, you know, the job description would fit into my love of the animals. So what that means to me now, as someone who studied metaphysics, is that my third eye or my pineal gland was very open when I was born. And I kept that open. I didn't shut it down for a long time, not until I was in college, actually. Mm-hmm. So I was confused when I was telepathically talking to an animal, which often meant I was speaking out loud, but I was hearing their response telepathically. And people would look at me funny, you know, or they would have trouble, like working with a horse. Again, I grew up in rural Nebraska. And the horses were basically just love. You know, all they really want is love. And so I would walk up to the horse and I'd say, why are you acting out, or why are you bucking this guy off? And he said, well, he didn't even ask me if I wanted to ride, you know, or if I wanted a saddle on my back. And It's just a simple act of permission, you know, when you're going to work with an animal. Is this a good time for you? You know, would you like to talk with me? Would you like to, for the horse, go ride with me? It seemed common sense to me, but it seemed to be missing, you know, in that particular community where I grew up. And maybe it's not missing all over the world, but it was there, and people had difficulty communicating with their animals, or they would say, if I said I heard this from my dog, they'd look at you like you're crazy, you know. And that was just the purity of it, in the sense of it coming through as a youngster. So as I got older, I still continued to do it, but I didn't necessarily talk about it as much. So, but now I know, after having the near-death experience, and this of course was after college, and I was well on my way in my career, which I had walked away from veterinary medicine then, and I was working as a dance instructor and a choreographer up in Los Angeles. That was my other love. And when I came back, that the pineal gland had been fully activated again, I think, and I was very telepathic again, and I could see who was in the room in the sense of the guides or the angels, or sometimes there were so many beings I could see in a room that was overwhelming for me. I wasn't afraid, but it was like I never felt like I could be alone. Well, then I realized later that we never are alone. You're not ever going to be alone. You just might as well get used to that now. Because, you know, you can pretend you're alone, but you're not. You have a team of beings around you, and they're there, and they're laughing right now, of course, because they're, you know, being called out. So, but that's how loved and supported we are from the other side, from, you know, the truth of who we are and our beingness, is we have this team. We have the angels around us. We have always have our master guides. And in that world, it's three beings that never leave you. In my world, they audition to come to Earth to be with you. They love you so much. I mean, to come to Earth is a pretty special thing. From when you look at it from the other side. But my telepathy got really tuned up, and my clairvoyance got really tuned up. So I've learned to foster that now and know that I'm not crazy. So,
right. In the early years, we're all a little different.
In the early years, I know, you know, a lady who talks to a cat that, you know, and says that the cat's a wisdom teacher. That's not necessarily accepted, but It became a point really with me that I could step it back to a point like we're doing now. If people want to hear this, it's great. If they don't, that's okay too. I don't have an attachment anymore to if you want to hear the wisdom of Puda or the wisdom of the dolphins and whales, because it's always going to be there. It always has been there. It's just a matter of when you're ready for it, you know.
Oh,
and I no longer need anyone's approval to do what I'm doing, because I'm going to keep doing it, you know. And I've discovered over the years that when I let go of trying to please people or be good enough, that's when it really kicked in, is when I surrendered to it, you know, and just was authentic about it and not trying to.
I love that. Yeah. I'm so in resonance with that, because it's not, you know, going out and then forcing people to listen to what you have to share. It's allowing people who resonate to find you. And it's like on this show, whoever wants to listen, you know, we're not making them listen if they feel in resonance with the information.
Well, as a gift.
It's great.
We're speaking of, everyone has it. So it'd be stupid to put yourself above someone and say, oh, I can do this and you can't. That's ridiculous. Of course they can. Everyone can. That's just their choice of if they want to study it and practice it. Because everyone has the gifts, which are the pineal gland, the heart, you know, the intuition, the sense of knowing that there's more out there than just us. Everyone has that. And it's just how they develop it or how they use it. But I can tell you, the more you open up to deeper, more profound communications, the deeper and more profound your life will become through relationships. And years ago, when I was down and out, Buddha said to me, you know, what makes love real on earth to you? Because, you know, the only thing I'm really seeing you doing is talk to me. You know, I was holed up in Mexico, and I don't see you really using this great power of love that you say you love God, you love this, you love that. I don't really see you doing that. So I said to her, so what makes love real on earth? And she said, it's sharing. If you don't share it, it's not real. And this is when you do kind of, you know, hole up and go crazy. And people don't necessarily accept you anymore because you've isolated yourself. The natural state of being as a spiritual being is to share, to live in community, you know, and to have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to work with that for a while to come back around to realize that I did need to share the gifts that I had. Even if people weren't ready, I needed to do it for me. I needed to get out there and say, hi, I'm available if you're interested, you know. And when you get out of the way, people are interested. I remember, Carrie, my very first radio show, it was something in Arizona where it was called Gnosis and or Psychosis, where, of course, they were trying to dupe me or set me up or maybe didn't believe that it was real. And all my friends said, don't do it, don't do it. And Puda at the time in a different body, she said, well, why wouldn't we do it? And they said, well, they'll try to trap you. And she said, well, I'm not trappable, so it's okay. Whatever they want to say to me is okay. So it was amazing. You know, she used that, the energy of what they would call manipulation, to turn it around to get them to look at themselves. And she said things that were so clear and profound that nobody could deny. You know, I mean, she knew things, as all animals do, about you. So she would call them on the spot, you know. Like the one woman I remember, she said, you should probably take a look at your life because your boyfriend's stealing money from your purse. And I think you know it, but you're not doing anything about it. So that's not taking very good care of yourself. The woman just like, how did you know that?
You know what I want to talk to you about is how you, well, this isn't just about communicating with animals. this is what you have developed is a way to connect with interdimensional beings, whether it's the angelics or galactics or and animals as well. But you also created the dolphin, whale, I believe you call it energy medicine. I mean, it's something that you share. You created a whole school on this. And you say that this energy creates a crystalline matrix in the human form. It activates DNA. Talk about how this has expanded to where you're bringing in this wisdom that really is here to support those who are actively or consciously participating in the ascension journey. Because I didn't really know that I was going to ask that, but it feels important to share the expansiveness of this information.
Yeah. Well, after, I'm going to say about 17 years of working with the whales and dolphins and just taking people on boat trips and retreats around the world, you know, where I communicate with them, but I also teach them to do it, it became evident that they wanted me to focus more and more of my time on the healing aspect of their energies. The wisdom, too, but the healing aspect, because they are the ancient beings on our planet. And the humpback whales, for example, have been here some 300 million years. Nobody can prove this, but, I mean, they do know just about everything. And I just recently found out that scientific validation of our work is that the humpback whale sound has been declared the most powerful healing sound on the planet. And for years, I've just told people, if you just put whale sounds on in your house, you're going to feel better. You know, your animals are going to feel better. Your kids' arguments will stop. I mean, I've seen it. And now Dr. Todd Ovakides worked with Dr. Emoto in Japan, and he recently proved that the whale sound was the only sound that cleared the Tokyo tap water. And not only did it clear it, you know, his work was about photographing the crystalline structure of water and proving that water is sentient. It created little star tetrahedrons, little Merkabas, in the water. And imagine what it does for your bloodstream and for your lymph systems and your organ systems when you listen to whale sounds. So we have scientific proof now. So it's from the whale sounds, you know, that I first communicated with them. And when they first said, if you would just play whale sounds and you would translate perhaps one or more of our messages to the people and get them to lay down and really absorb what we're giving them, that will descend down energetically around that person or around the house, around the group you're speaking to, and we will bring a healing energy that's unlike any other energy. It's multidimensional. And this is why we can heal at what you would consider a very accelerated rate. And it's very, very much true for dolphins as well, but in a different way than the whales. So years of study then, and including following in the teachings of Kreon, is that Kreon has discovered and has said that the dolphins and whales are the only other creatures on the planet that share the same quantum DNA, the different chromosomes that we have. You know, cats and dogs have 24, we only have 23. And it goes deeper than that. We have 12 strands of DNA. Most of them are still dormant because we haven't remembered yet how to use them. Most people are still using two or three strands of DNA. So the whales have given us what they call the avatar blueprint, and it's 12 templates of how to use the energy that they provide, connecting with the human form and the human consciousness to activate more of your dormant DNA to bring in what we call light body. So when you think of what is a light body or what is light, what they would say to you is that you are all transmitters and receivers of light, and we are in service to you. So where is your voltage, so to speak? How much light are you carrying right now? Because light is wisdom. Light is information. Light is the God part of you. So when you can put more light into your body, your perception of the world immediately changes, and there's a reflection then of your state of consciousness that goes out, it transverses. Part of this is being proven through heart math, that you're not separate from it, okay? Every moment your consciousness creates the world that you inhabit. So people become more conscious of the law of, you know, the law of attraction, the law of reflection. They become much more conscious beings, and then they start to control in a very real and personal way the amount of light they're carrying. If they get sad or depressed for any reason, like, wait a minute, I'm not carrying enough light. I need to go back and do, you know, a meditation. I need to bring light up from the earth into my body. I need to connect to the sun. I need to play some whale sounds and connect to the beings that hold a higher vibration than I do. So they've said that it's time to accelerate now. You know, the timeline is such that it's accelerating. Most of you know that. And our transition as a physical human is happening, whether you're conscious of it or not. Imagine how fast it can happen if you become conscious of it. And that's a lot about what I'm hearing your show is about people claiming now bigger and larger pieces of this avatar blueprint because they want to expand their consciousness. They want to come mm-hmm. into self-awareness and remember who they are. So it's about light. I mean, the essence mm-hmm. of it is light, and light is consciousness. So our school has got two modules, and we just graduated, well, not quite, almost graduated our second year of people. They just moved into internship, and they'll graduate after they complete their internship in March mm-hmm. next year. And then we'll start our third year in April. If anyone's interested, you can contact us and get on the roster. But right now there's two modules. One is working with the whales and dolphins, and more specifically the white whales who have come back to the planet that carry a different consciousness. It's a higher vibration, and they call themselves the conscious creators, and they carry the codes of creation that they share with us during light body activations. Mm-hmm. And then we've learned to work with what we call this ascended dolphin group. There's 12 of them. And they have given us very specific ways to work with a particular part of someone's DNA and what that layer is when we go into it, if it's about learning to love or it's about learning to release or it's learning to be a good listener or it's learning to be feel worthy, you know, and very secure in your life to release fear. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, the emotional bodies of the people that we have worked with have just expanded to where they're so much more comfortable being in their body. They've released chronic pain. Is it perfect? No. But you know what? It's headed that way. And the only thing that's blocking it from perfection in the sense of is each person's emotional body as we break through, you know, mm-hmm. from years and years of being on Earth in a very toxic and dense environment. So,
right. I love that you said, you know, what is your voltage right now? Or where is your voltage right now? I love that. Because that's what matters. That's what we're here to do is really activate, put more light into the being. So if they light up, the phrase avatar blueprint, I had not heard of that, and but I certainly resonate with it, and of course the codes of creation activating that. We're going to do, you're going to bring through a couple of processes today, one where that Puda, Master Cat Puda created about connecting with your animals. We'll also do a dolphin process as well. So when we do things like that together, is that for the intention of bringing more light in that moment that people are listening to these processes or activations? Is this a light body activation? Or what happens when you do these processes?
Well, that's a really good question. Let's go back to what is light. Basically, light is consciousness. Light is wisdom. It's healing, it's informational. And when we're going to work with Puda for a few minutes, what she's going to do is going to teach us a little bit more from her perspective in the cat form, which is an animal form, of course, of what it means to be telepathic all the time and how they have that self-empowerment as stewards for humanity. And there's nothing that your dogs and cats and horses and birds and so forth, your domestic animals want more than for you to turn up the volume, so to speak, right? How do you turn up the volume? Well, you have to carry more light. You have to open up to receive more light, and you have to open up to receive balance, okay? So she would talk about your connection to the earth. I know you get a lot of voltage from the earth, right? And if you had a perfectly balanced body that was alchemical, half of the light in your body would be coming from the earth and from the elemental realms because this is the essence of who you are. It's your mother. The other half would be coming through the sun, coming from the great central sun, coming from original source light at some point. And that would be the wisdom of what we would call the father or the energy of the angels, the energy of the support team that you have when you leave wherever it is you're from. No one's from Earth. And when you come here and you incarnate into human form, then it's so important to stay connected to your creator, right, to source energy. Mm-hmm. So then 50% of the light in your body would be coming from that. And each day you would replenish that, like plug in, right? Plug into the earth, plug into the sun, and replenish the light so that your light can go as bright as possible. Think of it like a dimmer switch, and you're going to turn it all the way up as far as you can. Well, you can only go so far because your cells are only capable of carrying so much light until you clear the ones that are not carrying light. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. Okay. And you know,
so healing and clearing is necessary when you're living on Earth. It's no different than you needing to take a shower. You know, you can say, well, I took a shower last week. Well, yeah, but you're probably dirty now, you know. I mean, that's just how it goes being here. You're going to have to do healing and clearing every day, and you're going to have to do, in a sense, some kind of light body activation each day if you want to improve your ability to be communicative in the higher realms. A good metaphor is think of AM and FM radio. Okay, so we live in AM. You want to go to FM, they're not going to lower the FM voltage down to AM or change the frequency of that station. That's where all the animals are talking. That's where your guides are. That's where the angels are. It's where the solution energy lives. So you want to go there. You've got to put light into your body, and you have to release the mind, because the mind is, you know, it's an organ system, the brain, which is very important in your body, but it's not supposed to be the director. You know, it's not supposed to be the organizing principle that you go to. It's polarized. It's even in two halves. You know, one half will talk you into it, and the other half will talk you out of it. So, and that's a big fault, really, of our society. We've gone, you know, mental, so to speak, and the mental structure is not meant to be the operating structure. The heart was always meant to do that. And the heart can only feel love. So people say to me, how do you know if you're in your heart? Well, if you're feeling happy, you're feeling satisfied, you're feeling love, you feel, you know, empowered at some level, you're in your heart. And if you have a judgment or a negative thought, you've popped out. You're back in your mind. So you have to train yourself.
Yes.
You have to go, right, you have to train yourself. So literally, we were teaching a class yesterday, and Buddha said, make a picture of a light switch on the wall. Now put that right in the middle of your brain. Now flip it off. Turn it off. And drop it to the heart. And now we can talk. Because this is where, you know, the love comes
receptive.
From.
Receptive. You're in a receptive state in the heart. And that's what we want. And you do, you know, one thing I want to add real quickly, when you were talking about light body activations and turning on the light within us, another way to do that is through the crystals. And I know you work with the crystals too.
I do.
You use them all, every avenue, every...
I mean, Andara crystals, it's spelled A-N-D-A-R-A, very rare. But they have fallen into my life. Yes, they have, a number of years now.
Mine too.
And when they did, I didn't want one more thing to do, but you know what? Well, thank God I did, you know. So I am a steward for them. They only come up out of the Earth in two locations, and they're not from Earth. They're from another distant star system. They embedded themselves in the Earth, in Mount Shasta, in the north. The northwest side of Mount Shasta. It's a private property. You can't go there and get them. You can't walk into a store and buy them. The only way you can really get them is through a few of us, really, that handle them through the caretaker of them. Thank God there is a caretaker of them, because that's how powerful they are. But if you're interested in Andara crystals, every healing I do, every clearing, every light body activation, I place them in the room or on your body or both. And they're all over
my office here, Lori, as we do the show. And I have crystals everywhere. But I thought I'd bring that up, because that's just another avenue. When you and I were talking before the show started, I didn't want to limit the conversation to just animal communication, because as we mentioned, this is about connection and communication of energy. It's about a receptive state of being to connect. And there are different ways to support that, you know, through the animals, through the crystals, through... you know, with an open heart, all of these things. And that's what you support people in doing, is
Thank you. Just being
that receptive state. More
the
than
most
that.
Unique thing about the Andara crystals is that they don't get dirty. They're not earthbound. They don't have polarity or duality, as we call it. They never have to be cleaned. They're monotomic, and they have
so
a sensitivity to have double vortex
so
in the crystal, which is an off-world being. So you can put another crystal next to them, and that crystal will start to hold that vibration of the Andara for a while. You know, as long as they're near them, they will. That's how powerful they are. If I lay them on the floor or on the bed, my cats curl up with them like pillows. You know, when the animals do that, you know you're in the right place.
Yes, exactly. I have so many pictures of my cats, you know, laying on my desk on top of my crystals, and specifically the Andara. So, they love it.
And they're really fun to talk to. They're like happy, 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 joy, joy, joy. You know.
Absolutely. So why don't we do one of the processes? Do you feel, which one do you want to do first? Maybe the one Puda's?
I think Puda. We're going to turn it over to Puda.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I want everyone to take a deep breath and close your eyes. And just bring in the vibration of knowing that I'm not channeling her. I do have the capability of channeling her higher self, which is Seth, and I do that often. But right now I'm not channeling her. I'm just actually going to read something that she wrote, and she used my hands to do it. Okay? Because we're telepathic. Hello, everyone. I am Master Cat Puda. I am Seth. And I advise everyone now to move deep into your heart. so that you can examine and feel the power of an energy alignment. When the prana or energy is flowing in your body in alignment, balance happens, and life becomes so much easier to manifest and really feel in touch with your intentions. And she's stopping me for a minute, and she's just saying what we just talked about, you know, connecting to the earth, plug in, and connecting to the sun, plug in. That brings in a unity, balance, and alignment, and that is a wonderful thing. And then drop into the heart. In fact, when you do this, your free will naturally align with a path of service or a desire for a path of service. Everyone wants to give, and when they examine their core energies and desires, it's just the most natural thing. It is the way of compassion and our natural intuitive ability to share with others. So everyone feels much better when they create or contribute to something or someone that is desirous of receiving your help. In other words, we are hardwired to give and share with others, particularly when we are happy with ourselves and our lives. The energy of abundance flows over, it ripples out, and it wants to go to another. So sharing the energy is a way to give help and also to receive help. So we begin where I set the bar, and I lovingly challenge everyone to play with this concept, to find a way to quite naturally want to give and want to come to a place of service that is for the greater good. Now, right away, something's probably popping into your mind, but if it's not, stay with me. So we're going to get in touch with that inner being, if you're willing, and we're going to find out what is happening within you that might be blocking you from participating in acts of service. Did you know that the telomeres in your DNA naturally extend when you are involved in some type of service to others? When they extend, your cells divide without aging, and sometimes even youthing or turning the clock back occurs, where you start to rejuvenate your own cells. Isn't it nice that science is proving that the concept of kindness to each other and a path of some kind of service actually helps the one doing the giving? Again, I can tell you that this is your natural state of being when you're not on Earth, when you are in touch with your emotional body and you can trust what feels good. Oh, and for others too, it's a win-win. So just feel into the energy of exchange now, of you receiving Source Light, you receiving Mother Earth's Light, you connecting to your higher self. You're filled with light and love, and now you need a path to project that or share that with others, because everyone may not be vibrating as high as you are today. Also note that as you evolve on this path of consciousness, you will expand, and you will naturally release the need to know the outcome of your participation. In other words, you'll come to the table to share without having to know what it is ahead of time before you make the decision to share. You'll just come willingly and freely. It will simply be enough to know that your contribution is going to be helpful. The mind will relax and get out of the way, and then really start to enjoy the journey because your body feels so good when you share with others. Feel now into what it would be like for you to stop worrying about the expectations or the outcomes in your life. To take the hands for a moment away from the controls. What if just showing up with an open heart is enough and giving credence to the synchronicity of the universe and how all of that can play out for you when you get out of the way? An awakening being finds a sense of safety and peace in being completely open and not always trying to analyze what is coming. Ask yourself, do you want to be open to the realm of all possibilities when you participate? What is the result? What if the result is better than anything you can imagine? Just be there for a minute. Plus, the bonus of anti-aging comes through your own DNA when we play nice with others. So from the vibration I'm speaking of, you don't need to know what is coming or when things will be better. You just make a decision to participate in something that's bigger than you and to add your energy to it. It is enough to just show up and let the magic happen. From this place, partnerships form and all kinds of group participation shows up for the greater good. I like the word faith, in knowing that whatever ends up happening is better than what was there before, simply because I came and I contributed. I like saying, it's all good. So now we're going to step onto this path together, if you're willing, and we're going to go into a place where you can say, I want to know who the animals really are. I mean, I've come to a place where I can sense and know there's a master in there, somebody who probably knows a little bit more about life than I do. But it's camouflaged, and I can't really hear them. I can't really speak to them. And the reason is, why? Why can I not hear my masters talking to me? There's nothing that they would like more than for you to ask them and then allow them to work their magic with you on any topic that you would like to to go into. So the request and the process is one of the fastest ways for the animal to reveal their true mastery to you. You must come to a place where you can sense there's something in there that's going to help you. Then there's the love story that you share. You probably have a deep love story with all of your animals. So let's get a glimpse of that today. Let's go deeper. I say let's do it, okay? So I'm going to teach you a process today that I call triangulation. And just for a moment, I want you to go back and look at the word triangulation, just the number three. It's been used down through the ages in religions and in, you know, processes of prayer, processes of all types of things. Religion would be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I think. I think that's what they call it. And metaphysics, as we just discussed, would be Mother Earth and Father Son and the seed of the soul, which lives in the heart, those three things. So when you use the power of triangulation in various ways, what you can do is you can step out of duality. You can step out of this linear time frame that's the holographic image of Earth. It's not real. And you can step into the truth of what love really means. And again, we already said what it means. It means it's real when you begin to share it. It's real when you begin to communicate differently than you are now. And it's real when you surrender the mind and the heart is allowed to speak directly to you. Okay? So I want you to see yourself now making a choice to connect with just one animal. And if you don't have an animal and you're listening to the show, I'd like you to connect with me. I can be with all of you at the same time, as I know how to do that. So if you don't know what I look like, I'm a calico cat. I'm very beautiful. I have gold eyes, and I have a white neck and a white tummy and four white paws. Or you can look, you know, later at a picture of me on our website. And just call me Pooda. Or call forth the energy by name of the animal that you would like to speak to. Now, I'd like you to ask them if this is a good time for them, if they agree to do this exercise with you. Permission is really important. So I have given my permission, but I want you to take a moment to go inward and to hear or feel an energy of warmth, which would be a yes, from the animal that you wish to speak to. And if they say no, then I'd like you to move on to the next animal. Ask them. And this is not good or bad. It's just simply being respectful. It's no different than calling up your friend on Saturday night and saying, you want to go to the movies? And she says, no, I don't really feel like it tonight. You don't take that personally. You just call up the next friend. She's just, you know, it's not in the mood tonight. Okay, so hopefully by now you have an animal in mind. And if not, again, just move into the grace and to the merger of connecting with me. Now, I want you to see yourself in a room with a big mirror. And the mirror is not attached to the wall. It's a freestanding mirror. And it's big enough to show the whole body. Like if you go stand and look in the mirror, you can see your whole body. And I want you to visualize the mirror as a portal or a gateway. Many times I know that you have created that in the mirrors in your home. Now, the animal that you're going to speak to, which is one of yours or me, I'm on the other side of the mirror. Okay? And I'm looking through the mirror at you, and you're looking through the mirror at me. We're creating a portal or a gateway, I guess you would say, so that we can see each other from a different perspective than we would looking with our regular eyes. So you might want to pull up a chair and look into this mirror I'm speaking of to get comfortable. Look deep into the mirror and see that reflection will first come of you. Now you ask to see through that and look into the eyes of your animal friend. It's a little bit like Alice in the Wonderland, you know, going into a different realm where there is some insights for you. Okay, the connection has been made, I'm feeling, so now I'd like you to close your eyes. What that means is the third eye, or the pineal gland, is going to become activated in a way where you won't need your physical eyes to communicate or see. And we're going to do the process now of triangulation. So I would like everybody to move as much of your energy into your heart without any kind of thoughts or analyzation of this, or is it right, is it wrong, am I doing it right, none of that. Just freely loving yourself and loving the animals of the planet, loving the specific animal that's agreed to be here. And put your hand on your heart and feel that love. Now, I'd like you to ground down into the earth, as deep as you like. Just drop your light down like a drill going down or roots growing down. Non-invasive, of course. and allow the energy of your grounding cord or your light that you're using to come right back up, infused with the highest vibration Mother Earth can give you, coming up through your feet, up into your solar plexus, up the prana tube, all the way up to the third eye now. So we have a purified light. We're in our hearts, and the energy now has vibrated like mercury rising in a thermometer all the way up to the third eye. Now, the third eye is located between the two halves of your brain. It's a very small organ, but it's so powerful. It's the physical organ that God has given each of you to communicate with spirit, to be telepathic. And I think it was given to us so we'd never feel alone. Once we got to Earth, we could always communicate with God, the angels, with the animals, and even with each other. So I'd like you to bring the light that you brought from the Earth up, all the way up, because animals use a lot of Earth light. And I'd kind of like you to massage that third eye. It looks like a little pine cone, but it also has color receptors. So it does have an eyeball in there. It actually is an eye. And as you're massaging it with light now, I'd like you to practice rotating it. You might not even know that you could rotate it. In its natural state, it's looking straight up through your crown chakra. So I want you to rotate the third eye forward now so that if you touch the area between your eyebrows, you'd be touching the third eye in a sense. Try that. Just put your index finger there and rub it. And now, again, your eyes are closed and you're rotating the third eye forward. Now you're going to look through the mirror portal that you've created and you're going to beam your light directly into the heart of your animal friend. Not into their third eye, but into their heart. And they're receiving that now. Now, it can just be sharing love, just frequency. Or in future encounters, there can be questions. What's happening next now is your animal friend, and I'm going to say Pooja because I'm working with Pooja, is going to send light directly from her heart back through the mirror portal directly into my heart. She's not using my third eye. She doesn't need to. That's my organ to communicate with. She's going heart to heart. So let's follow this process now of triangulation. Let's touch your heart. And remember, you're grounded. Now bring your energy up and touch your third eye. Rotate the third eye forward. Follow the projection of light and energy to your animal friend and to their heart. And the reason for the mirror is just, you know, to really get a focus here. You obviously do this without a mirror, but the mirror will help you project. It'll help you focus is the word. Now the animal's coming back to you with light directly from their heart to your heart. So there's the triangle. Touch your heart, touch your third eye, reach out with your hand and pretend to touch, go through the mirror and touch their heart. Come back in, touch your heart, touch your third eye, rotate it forward, reach through the mirror and touch your animal's heart. And you can see the triangle and the energy flow that's happening. And we're stepping out of duality now. We're no longer bound by 3D or linear time. I'm going to stop talking for just a couple of minutes so you can really experience this. You can just sit here and bathe in each other's energy, or you might decide you want to ask a question and see what happens. Have fun. It's a beautiful experience. Thank you, all of you, for sharing that with me now. The animal friend that you have now would like to reverse the process, would like to send you energy in a different way, in a way where they're speaking directly to you and asking you to hear them as opposed for you to hear, for you to ask the question. Feel the triangulation. And your animal is saying to you, I'd like you to think or remember something that has to do with an act of service. There are multitudes of ways you can contribute to someone else's life or to a cause or an organization or to the animals' lives. As you think of one, it warms your heart Let's go ahead and work with the first one that comes to you. Allow that vision to expand, bringing joy into it, into what it would be like to participate in whatever it is you're seeing or feeling. And now allow your animal friend to show you a vision of the many things that the two of you could do together as an act of service. It's a lot more easy than you may realize right now to bring an animal into the physical world than it was even 5 years ago. Think about visiting a hospital together or a rest home. Think about visiting someone that's shut in, that, you know, just can't get out, maybe helping them get in their wheelchair and take them for a walk, or maybe take them to the movies. Just sit and hear their stories. Think about you and your animal friend volunteering at a homeless shelter, a food drive. Or what about volunteering in an organization where children are involved? Children love animals. Perhaps you're already an instructor or a teacher, or you have a special skill that you could share with others. Maybe you and your dog would like to go participate on the beach, you know, and clean up the trash, or go to a meetup group. Feel into this. It just makes you feel all warm and cozy, doesn't it? So now I want you to just touch their heart for a minute and feel into the power and the oneness that comes from these animals, where they're always all connected. And there's nothing more that they'd rather do than be of service to you, to your family, and to others. So Master Puda is coming back in. She's saying to me, this is my path of service. My path of service is communicating through my mom, Lori Brion, and creating, you know, classes and meditations, participating in healings with the whales. I go to on retreats, like, you know, in February we'll be in Hawaii and I'll be out on the boat with the dolphins. I love the water. So that's my path of service, is coming to see you, to meet you, to work with you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. And let's take the energy that we have built through our process of triangulation today. And I want you to take your hands and rub them together. I'm rubbing mine together. I'm rubbing my paws here. And we're going to take that light and, boom, send it out to the world. Blessing all beings now in all places at all times, because we can. Blessing everyone. And please know, beloveds, that communicating with animals is a shoe-in for you. It's something that you've always done in a sense, in a way that maybe brought you pride and joy and excitement more than you even realized. And now with a focused intention, imagine what you can do. And imagine walking down the path with your animal and listening to their jokes and, you know, just having a deeper, more profound, powerful relationship that's based in love. So don't forget how to triangulate. Stay grounded and know that I love you. I am Master Cat Puda. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Puda. Oh, that was beautiful. Because so many people had written in, Lori, like, how do I communicate with my animals in a deeper way? And so there you go, everybody. I'd love to hear from you guys who are on the webcast, you know, what you experienced during that process of connecting with your animal. And I love that you brought in the factor of contribution and service. And, you know, you said something earlier about how love becomes real when we surrender the mind and we share it. And when we invite our animals in to support us with that, it just multiplies, you know, the flow of love that is there. So that was really wonderful. I had never thought about rotating the third eye like that. When you were talking about that and working with the third eye, that was really...
It goes all the way around, too. I mean, get people to play with it. And it will develop more quickly. Scientific, you know, studies have proven that the third eye will grow and develop more quickly if you practice with a blindfold and low light, you know, so that all of the external light is shut out. So the only light that's really reaching it is the inner light, which is, you know, the third eye. So a darkened room, blindfold, will accelerate it. And I know this from experience. I had resistance to the blindfold, and I eventually gave in. And now, of course, I teach with people with blindfolds, and it happens much more quickly. Also, we're finding organic sulfur. If you take it as a daily supplement, you know, a lot of the sulfur is gone from the soil. It's one of the things that will decalcify the energy, you know, around your third eye if there is calcification there.
Mm-hmm.
So our food, you know, is
beautiful.
Yeah. And if people are interested, I sell a product through Pure, the company Pure, that's organic powder or organic capsules for sulfur. And that's another thing I didn't think I wanted to get into. I just wanted it for myself. But then I went, wait a minute, you know. So we'd have these classes and people go, well, can we try some of yours? And I finally said, let's just get it out for everybody.
Right.
Get over myself.
Right. You know, hey, a good question. Mary wrote in. She said, what if I feel a void in my heart? How do I access this love? What do you say to that?
Well, if you have a void in your heart, you're not necessarily really getting clear yet with the fact that it's okay to feel your emotions. The emotional body is the creative force. Let's just get clear with that. I'm going to say that again. The emotional body, your ability to feel emotion, is the creative force. This is where God lives, okay? You're here to create, and that means you're here to feel. And I'm going to go back again, and I'm going to criticize, you know, North America society. I haven't lived in other countries except Mexico, but you know, the emotional body is pretty shut down in North America compared to maybe some other places. Or let's not even compare. Let's just open it up. The ability to feel love, to feel joy, to feel remorse, to feel sadness, whatever it is you have to feel, when you can let yourself feel it, you can either create more of it, like more joy, or you can get to the point where you can say, you know, I have this void in my heart, and I know there's an emotion in there that's plaguing me, something I need to get clear with and forgive. You know, move into forgiveness and atonement for that. And this is the whole path of the way the dolphins work with us. So if you're interested, I should also say that our interns are just, you know, at a point where they're ready to work on other people. And they're not allowed to take money for during your internship, which is 5 months. So you guys that want to have a dolphin and whale healing and clearing, light body activation, or dolphin DNA calibration, or all of the above, don't have the funds to work with me, maybe, or some of the, you know, other modalities that you'd like to access, you can email me, and I will give your information to the interns, and you'll have a plethora of healers in your okay?
Yes.
So the way to experience getting back into the heart is working with dolphins and whales and animals, of course. But you just got to keep doing it. You have to keep doing
it. Dolphins. I've been doing that for years, Lori, and it's I most of that time live in a state of absolute joy, and I do feel that they contribute to that and support me in opening my heart every single day. And so, Mary, I hope that you heard that. See, Grace wrote in, and she said, the whales and the dolphins are my guides in this life. Can you give me some insights as to why? Where did we connect to begin with? She said, they come to me from the ethers, and I don't even live close to them. Thank you. Love you both. What would you like to say to Grace about that? Insights on why they're the guides and where they connected with, you know.
Well, the whales are epigenetic. I mean, they're really geneticists, and they come from the planet Sirius B in this particular galaxy. Okay? And they actually are part of you designing the blueprint for your body before you're born in the physical. You actually go there. You go to Sirius B, and this is where, you know, they say you're fired in the etheric there. So they're your very best friends. They're family members, and everybody, every single one of us knows them intimately. It's just a matter now of remembering them. And, you know, they're not looking for trophies or anything, like, oh, she remembered me. They're just there in this overlighting presence. I mean, they're not. They just are here. And when we get to a certain vibration, so many people are seeing the eye of the whale, which is the portal. Of course, we go in. We actually merge our light with the whale when we do the whale healings. They're here, and they're reaching out to connect with everybody first in 3D and then multidimensionally. And so when someone can say they're my guides, this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful expression of the love they have for you and how you've already connected. You know, I can share a little short message I got from the whales. Would you like that? It's not very long, and I think it might help.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, beloved humans, we are your elders, and we are the molecular librarians of Earth's history. We embody conscious creation, and we have the experience and the intention to assist you with core-level healing. It is our intention to assist humanity in claiming their mastery and restoring your physical forms to radiant health. As you awaken your dormant DNA, you will naturally evolve into awakened geniuses. You will then live and create from your hearts in communities across the globe, where you will change the outdated and broken structures of medicine, education, of government, and sustainable living. Connect with us now, and we will accelerate your intention to evolve. We are Solution Energy. We are the Great Whales, the Cetacean Nations of Earth.
Evolve into awakened geniuses.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a total message of self-empowerment, you know. I mean, not many of us are walking around and go, I'm an awakening genius.
I know. The mantra, our new mantra, I am an awakened genius. Yes.
You
can
say that.
Yes.
One of Buddha's favorite mantras is fake it till you make it, boys and girls.
I want to mention Sunny. One of our listeners, Sunny, wrote in and said, wow, the process was epic. A golden lioness came to me. We connected from the heart. She cleaned up my aura, and we became one in the moment our hearts connected. Thank you from my soul and heart. She said, do you know where the golden lion or lioness come from? Namaste and blessings.
Yeah. Well, the cats are 12th dimensional beings that have offered their stewardship to the planet. Now, we don't share the same DNA that they do, but they are total and complete dedicated stewards to helping us, you know, mostly learn self-love, you know, all levels of self-empowerment. They come from the Lyran system, which is outside of our galaxy. The 10th dimension is where the black hole is, right? And then we go through the black hole, we go to the 12th dimension. This is the realm of Lyra. They're highly revered in all their forms, as you know. Look at the Sphinx, for example, and, you know, cats are... there was a whole period of time in Egypt, which some of you probably remember, where we went and listened to telepathic lectures from the great cats that had arrived in their spaceships to help us. You know, there are pictures of them on the pyramid walls, the big black cats, you know. Cats have, you know, have achieved mastery long before we have in the sense of the evolution. So they're sort of borrowed bridges of light from another galaxy that have come here to help us. And I am so grateful that they have.
I have to interject because you said something like, no duh, like you should. You said something about a 10th dimensional black hole. I know about the Lyran system and all of that. I did not know that there was a black hole in the 10th dimension. That's new to me. Thank you.
That's what tells you the dimensions. We can do that just as a touchstone. So we're in the third dimension. The fourth dimension is the overlying hologram around the earth, okay? And it's not a place you want to be because everything you've ever thought, said, or did is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to say that it's overwhelmingly negative. So, you know, everything from the Easter Bunny to Santa Claus to the demons that we see in the horror movies are there. So it's often called the gray zone, and souls often get trapped there when they pass over. They don't make it through the gray zone onto the fifth dimension where they'll start the real healing to reincarnate. So the fifth dimension, though, is the realm of the Pleiadians. They're the keepers, the brothers and sisters of light, and every single person on our planet is somewhere, is on a nanny cam for the Pleiadians. They're watching you. They're here to help us. Well, we're like little two-year-olds compared to them, so they're watching over us, and they'll help us. They've helped me so many times, I can't tell you, particularly when I was acting stupid. Yeah. I mean, they'll swoop in and help you. They absolutely will. And then the sixth dimension is the Sirian system, where the dolphins and whales are from, and this is where your body gets built. You know, where your divine life blueprint is orchestrated. And, of course, that's done by you and your council. When you agree to incarnate, you start to design, you know, your own body, your hair, your eyes, you choose your parents, you choose your lineage, you know, and it's all, you know, who says if you don't like it, go back and look in the mirror because you're the one that designed it. She's right. So seventh dimension is Andromeda, and that's the realm of sound, you know, and color and light, alchemy. Andromeda also has a stargate, which will take you into the outer galaxy without going all the way up to the black hole. And then the eighth dimension is the Orion system. This is divine order. Also, you look up at the sky, everyone does intuitively, and sees the three stars of the Orion belt. Those are the gateways that we use, the three stargates that we mostly use. And they also correspond to linear time here, past, present, and future. So there's a lot of teaching we could do classes just on Orion. It's amazing realm of, you know, where the spirit of what we would call God or source energy infuses us. It's where the galactic meetings are held. And the ninth dimension is the Zolk'in realm. They're the timekeepers, but it's not a place you can go and live. It's, you know, they're specifically chosen for the job that they have, which is right near the black hole. And then the 10th dimension is the black hole. Same thing on the other side. The 11th dimension is not a place where people can go and live, and planets and stuff. The 12th dimension is Lyran system, and the Lyran system is where everybody has their first lifetime before they come into this galaxy. So, and some of them, of course, have stayed. They're the dream weavers. They very, very multidimensional, very, very, they have a form and a body, but it's very light.
Mm-hmm.
Few memories I've had of going there with Buddha is they travel on like ribbons of light that travel through the sky,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll step onto a ribbon of light to go across the city. That's pretty cool. Yeah, very high beings. And they just pretty much pure love because they've just come from source, so they don't have karma in the sense of the way we do. And, of course,
right.
The cats are from there. So. Is
that
helpful?
Absolutely. So the way that you're describing it is that everything in existence up to the 10th dimension is a planetary system that we can select to participate in, you know.
Right, and it has value. I mean, there's an appropriateness of wanting to explore that and remember.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot of our star family lives in all of those worlds and all
mm-hmm.
of those dimensions. And so Earth is sort of the center of not only the galaxy, but they say even the universe, because we're on the cusp of ascension. And that's a big deal when a planet ascends, especially one that's in the last planet in a series of planets to ascend. So Earth is, when Earth ascends, the key and the lock will turn for everyone to ascend. Does that make sense? Everybody's waiting for us to make
it. So what about the people who say that Earth already has ascended?
Well, I think what they're saying is the new Earth has already been created,
mm-hmm.
which is true.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this could be a class for another day. Puta calls that new planet Ion. Some people call it Tara. The Earth was originally called Tara.
Right.
It's larger than this Earth, and it's pristine and beautiful. And she's saying it's not really appropriate to talk about where it is, but she knows where it is. So not right now. It's important to know it's there, though. And
mm-hmm.
If you were to leave the planet today, you would probably go there. You would probably go. I mean, there's no guarantee. You might choose something else, but a lot of people will go to the new Earth, and it will ultimately become this golden library, you know, where all different beings from different parts of the galaxy can visit and go to our universal library. Earth was originally created that way, as a planet of wisdom, you know, where we would be a teacher planet. Of course, it fell, and it's not that now, but so it's going to happen. That ultimate, you know, golden Earth is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So everyone has the capacity as a soul to select, once they complete this lifetime here, where they want to go, what star system, what maybe perhaps new Earth, anything between the third dimension and the 10th dimension, which that is so fascinating to me. I'd never heard that the 10th dimension was a black hole. But the way you're describing it makes sense. So anything below the 10th dimension is something that we can incarnate on in some kind of form. And beyond the 10th, it's all energy.
More like
it's
where you're
living.
From.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now, the people on Earth are in a reincarnational contract. So until the Earth ascends, everybody's going to stay or continue to reincarnate to see it through. So other than maybe some of the laggard souls that just aren't going to make it, I mean, we've taken on laggard souls from other places, other planets that were kicked off their planet, you know. Maldek exploded, Mars died, you know. Goes clear back to Atlantis from the warring races that came and tried to destroy the Earth. Those beings, I wouldn't be the authority on that. I would say that many of them are being removed from the Earth probably and taken to a safe place now, but
mm-hmm.
it won't be the new Earth. They won't be going on to the new Earth, to the ascended place. They're going to continue to exist in some kind of 3D world where they're cared for, but it won't be where we're going. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So from your perspective, the new Earth is a separate physical planet?
In a higher dimension. Right now it's
in
the seventh dimension. Yeah.
Okay. And so all of us here, when we talk about being on this ascension journey, is activating more and more light so that we can realize or have access to this higher dimensional earth? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's the natural course of your contract. I mean, when you agreed to incarnate on the third dimension, you would not have done it if you didn't get a ticket home, okay? I mean, nobody would come. Nobody would have done it, okay? So we all came here as a path of service. We all came here to help, okay, to help this planet reestablish itself. And even in the beginning stages of it, it was an experiment. Okay, so the beings that came and existed even during the time of Lemuria that knew it was an experiment. They even knew that probably ultimately it wouldn't be their final stop, okay? So, but as the Earth continued to degrade and fall, particularly after the time of Atlantis, now it's a cleanup act. It's about cleaning up the karma and helping restore the planet. I mean, come on, look what we've done to our mother, you know? We have to clean it up. Okay, that's our karma now as human beings, you know, to clean up the water and the air and the soil. And we have to come back to living as heart-centered people, like the whale said, in communities across the globe that are no longer selfish or think that they're better than someone else. We have to come back to the oneness that we were originally created in. Mm-hmm. And the more love that you can generate, the better. We now know that love, even in our very, very basic science, we know that love creates more love. You know, the toroidal field that emanates around your heart, you know, like heart math. Scientific studies are being done that as a person generating a lot of love and light walks into a room, everyone feels better, okay? And the people that are generating a lot of darkness cause people to want to go away. They cause people to either want to leave the room or, you know, not be in their presence. In other words, love prevails and darkness doesn't. It, you know, it shrinks. It'll eventually disappear. Mm-hmm. That's the natural course of things. Whatever time you spend here in the linear time frame, you have to know now, by now, it's a hologram. It's not even real. It's sort of like you've decided to go act out a part, an actor in a play. And you're sort of writing the script every day along with other people, but you do write your own lines. So Prudence says, when you wake up in the morning, try to get your lines right that you wrote last night. Okay?
Yes, optimize those lines.
In the old days, Puda used to go running out in the yard, and she goes, "My mom's off script, off script, off script, rewrites."
I mean,
she can make everything funny, you know. Like when if you go and create an argument somewhere, you're definitely off script, okay?
I love that. Yes, we're here to remind each other to stay on script.
Let's try to get each scene done, you know, before we go to the next scene. And what is the goal of each scene? To create more love than we did in the scene before, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And it feels so good. I mean, the more you open your heart, I mean, you laugh more, you play more, you connect more, you experience more abundance and grace and everything beautiful. And, you know, I always love when we talk, because, Lori, you can go anywhere, and I love that we touched on some of these things that we had no plan on touching on.
No, we didn't, yeah. We're just saying that Earth is one of the planets where every single person that comes here gets to play a starring role. Okay?
Yes.
You're the star of your own show. You are. And you can make it as dark or as light as you want and everything in between. So she said, if everyone would focus on their starring role, which is their life, the whole day, every day until it's over, it would be an amazing life.
Exactly.
Instead of judging everyone else or criticizing,
For your role.
Yeah, blame it. Well, that's the judgment again. And that's the people that just seriously moved out of their heart and they don't even remember how to get back in.
Exactly.
So we got to help them.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a good time to kind of weave in your special offers, because there's a lot of information. A lot of people are writing in really appreciating the layers and levels of information that we've been sharing here today. So let's talk about that, and then we're gonna do the dolphin process so people can really open their hearts even more. But for those of you who may be new to this show, all of our speakers offer these beautiful special offers to take what you've heard here further. You can find them at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. You'll see Lori is smiling face with Puda. She's holding Puda. That's Puda. So click on that picture and you'll see the two offers that Lori has created for us. Offer A is the self-empowerment package that has so much information, classes, workshops, the Ascension Guidance movie that you created, the Ascension Guidance CD download, You also have a Living Merkaba process, Sacred Geometries workshop, messages from the great whales and dolphins, guided meditations from the great whales and dolphins. Describe the video recordings for the workshops, like access your superpowers, escape duality. There's a lot in here, Lori.
Yeah, there is. It's amazing, you know, wealth of information and interacting with other people that are similar, you know, on the same path that you are, where we're working together to get in contact with our guides and to get advice, working to talk to the animals, working to just be our I Am presence, you know, to take the larger part of ourself, which is the God being that we are, the part that's non-physical, and bring that energy down into the heart of your physical form and be love, you know, be loving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I just want to say the names of some of these classes and workshops that are included in Offer A. The Access Your Superpowers workshop about accessing your intuition, Escaping Duality workshop so you can get out of the polarized 3D world that we've talked about a little bit here today.
Oh.
How to Channel a Being of Light, the Animal Communication workshop, Remembering Who You Really Are and Connecting to Your Galactic Lineage workshop. So all of that plus six other products, like I mentioned, the Ascension movie. There's all kinds of things here that will take, it's really, I mean, like we talked about, Lori, it's about really opening your heart so that you will share that love. How did you describe it earlier, that love is real when we share it? And all of these things are going to support our listeners in doing just that. And then the favorite part of Offer B is all of that, plus a private session with you. So, and Master Cat Puda. So they can select from an animal communication private session, a life path soul session where you'll speak to your guides and higher self, an Akashic Records session, or also a healing, whether it's whale and dolphin or light clearings, light body activations, DNA calibrations. What if someone wants a little bit of, can they have like a little bit of this and that in their session? Or?
Well, actually, no. I mean, an hour is barely enough to scratch the surface of any
of
those.
One
categories.
Of those. So
yeah,
they need to select. Okay.
Pick one.
Yeah. That way you can focus. We've been talking about focus, too. You can focus in on one of these different areas. And you and I don't even know how long ago it was, Lori, when I first connected with you and had a session with you. I mean, maybe it was 10 years ago. I don't know. It was, anyway, that was a long time ago.
Time slips away, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay, so everybody who has enjoyed what we've been talking about, this will allow you to take it a step further, or two, or 10, or many thousands of steps forward. Okay.
We tried to put a little bit of everything into the package. The only thing we didn't put in, which is, you know, our retreats to different parts of the world. So, but you can see that on our website if you like. We do take people to, you know, for week-long journeys to be on boats. And even if you don't want to be on a boat, you know, you don't want to get in the water. You don't have to. You can just sit on the boat, look at the dolphins and whales. That's pretty cool.
I love that Kuda goes on the boat. I think
she does.
So
she's
cool.
Grown up on the boat. And she swims in the pool. You know, she's a water cat. She likes water.
That is so amazing. I want to say Lynn wrote in and she said, do we visualize the dolphins and whales and talking to them? Does listening to their songs help? We're going to do a little process here in a minute that will help them with connecting with the dolphins, right?
Yes. But to answer that question, it's intention is everything. Okay. You can make the same intention as to get on an airplane and fly to Hawaii and meet me there and do a retreat with me as if you sit in your house right now and visualize being in a retreat, okay, and visualize the dolphins coming to your home right into the room. People just really underestimate the power of your intention and the power of what we would call a virtual reality. You know, our etheric bodies, the dolphins and whales, have full power, same as your animals, to travel anywhere in the world in just a few seconds. I was swimming this summer not that long ago, and a couple dolphins, I have dolphins in my pool that you can actually see because the etheric body will move the water, and so they use that energy to make a dolphin body so I can see it. It makes me happy. It makes me laugh.
Wow.
So if you come to Southern California, you can come see my pool. Or bring me to your pool. I can put them in any water. you'll be able to see them swimming around. So we forget because we're so limited to think everything's physical, and it's not. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. It's exciting when you tap into that non-physical realm where everything is. Everything else is. You know, okay, there's an interesting question here. Let's see, where is it? Larry wrote in, and he said, a wolf, W-O-L-F, a wolf came in talking about psychic technology. I'm guessing he meant during the process earlier. Do you have any information on this? Wolves and psychic technology.
Well, not specifically, but when I hear the word psychic, I'm probably thinking that you're using that word without really knowing what it means. To me, the word psychic means, like, if you go see a psychic that would try to predict your future, that you're stepping into a fourth dimensional reality, and I would do everything in my power to stop you from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's nasty. I'm sorry. First of all, it takes your free will away. And, anybody that's going to tell you to take your free will away is the worst thing they could do. It's very disempowering. And it would make you believe that you need someone else to navigate your life, which you do not.
Mm-hmm.
Only you knows intuitively what's best for you, right? And if someone ever gives you any advice that isn't loving, I think you should get up and leave the room. If it isn't loving, why are you there? Think about that.
Well,
the psychic thing is really, it's very slimy to me. It doesn't, I'm sorry if I'm stepping on someone's toes, but I like the word intuitive. My sessions are intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I can look into your Akashic records. I've been trained to do that. So can Puda, so can the whales. And we can bring forth information from any of your lifetimes. But it always would be brought forth with love and never to disempower you or to tell you where to go or what to do, only to make loving suggestions. Okay?
Well,
so you should know that about your guides. Your guides will never make the decision for you. They will bring you information. They will do research for you. They'll teach you things. Never, never, never say, go here, do that. Because that you're the creator. You're the one that has the free will. And that would disempower you. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Absolutely.
Watch the energy around that. Don't ever give your power to someone else or to an organization or, I don't want to say religion in a negative way, but you want to be, if you're going to be associated with religion, with something that lifts you up and makes you feel better, teaches you more ways to be loving, more ways to be kind, and to
not
interact with other people.
Not judgmental and fearful. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Not one that would have you, pay a lot of money, fall on your knees, and tell you you're stupid,
Right. And any kind of progressive technology, perhaps that's maybe this is just semantics, the word that he was using, and perhaps he was just referring to the wolves.
Sure that wolves are incredibly intelligent. Of course, they're part of the dog species, which is unconditional love.
Yeah.
But they may be bringing him some information about technology that he could get involved with. I think he should pursue that because the wolf would be a totem, so to speak, right? A speaker.
Thank you for that. Could
bring forth wonderful information.
Absolutely. Joanne from Calgary said, what about the horses? I would like to do this. Can you facilitate it? I'm guessing she means the connection with the horses.
Horses are, first of all, they were my first teachers. They were my first love as far as animals, so I have the greatest respect for them. Great masters. It wasn't that long ago I was teaching an animal communication class, and one of the women that plays at one of the churches in Encinitas, she was playing the piano and singing a song while the class was coming into the room. And later in the class, her horse came forward when we contacted her horse and said, play a little bit of that song again that you were playing when the class was starting. And she did. And then the horse said, the real name of that song is, I can't remember now, but the horse said, and do you remember that you were riding me when you received that? So I technically would like you to say, I wrote that song, because I did. I used you to bring it forth.
Right.
Horses can be composers. How about that, horses carry a lot of what I'm going to call as dolphin energy. So in some sense, they potentially could be considered land dolphins. They're all about living in the herd or the pod mind, about that, it takes a community to raise a child. The good of the many, when horses are left to their own devices, which is hardly anywhere on the planet now, meaning wild and free, the colts go to the matriarchs, to the older mares during the day, while the fillies go off and play and, make more babies. the village, the herd raises the colt. It's kind of cool.
Someone else wrote in, they're asking about one of the products in Package A was the Living Merkaba Process and Sacred Geometries Workshop, Lori. They're asking you to describe that.
Okay.
What can you say
well,
about that?
The Living Merkaba is another name for saying the light body around you. You have a sacred geometric form around you, all forms of life do, animals, people, everything. And that is, it's called a double star tetrahedron. It's two three-sided pyramids that are interlocked at the place of just below the breast line and above the navel. So when we say when we're activating our light body, what we're doing is learning, again, about the Merkaba itself. The Merkaba hasn't been activated as a society since Atlantis. So most people still don't know what it is. They don't remember what it is, and it's sort of collapsed around their body. So years ago, I studied with Drenvalo Melchizedek, the Flower of Life teachings. He's one of the people that just helped thousands of people get reconnected to the Merkaba. So there's some different teachings, and one of them is called the 17th Breath Meditation, to where you learn about the geometry, and you learn how to spin it again. And the goal is, of course, to spin it at 9/10 the speed of light and come back into consciousness at a galactic level, to where you're not just working, again, with Earthbound. Instead of being on a nanny cam with the Palladiums, you'll be able to talk to them.
It's really good. So it's really activating the Merkaba, an essential component for ascension?
Say it again?
Is activating the Merkaba an essential part of ascending?
Really, you're not going to ascend until you activate your Merkaba.
Yes.
Sooner, better. But you don't also want to push someone into it, because it only functions on self-love. So if you don't have a lot of self-love and you're trying to work with the Merkaba, it's a little bit of a crash and burn. You need to work first with self-empowerment, worthiness, you know, passive service, an attitude of gratitude, until you, when you're really waking up every day pretty happy, your feet are hitting the ground, and, okay, it's going to be a great day. When you get there, that's a good time to activate your Merkaba, because it's for the rest of your life. You don't want to play with this particular frequency. You want to be ready for it, because it's every day after that.
Well, and that's why there's so many different offerings in your package for people to cultivate or develop, you know, opening the heart or all of those things before, and then they can move into something like that.
The 17th breath meditation, I don't in any way mean to tell you that's the only way to activate your Merkaba. It's just the way that I found is best to teach it, and also to teach the geometry of that which you are. There are a lot of other ways to do it, I think. And more people are being born, you know, the young people with more DNA calibrated than we have. My generation. And so there, it's easier for them to connect to the grid systems and to understand the Merkaba then. So this is why I teach it in various ways. But the 17th breath meditation, I stand behind it. Anybody can learn it. Anybody can do it if they're willing to love themselves, to really see themselves as divinity embodied. It will be a great, great day for you.
Yeah. What about connecting to our galactic lineage, which is one of the products in here? You know, we talk about that a lot on this show. Different people in different ways bring that information through about finding out about our galactic history, tracing our star lineage. Why do you feel that is important? Is it more of a satisfying the curiosity, or is there actual benefit to understanding or tracing our lineage?
I think both. And first of all, you should know that that whole part of our world here at the Mystery School is taught by Seth, which again, would be Master Kat Puta's voice. I got involved in this after having this particular version of Puta, who is 11 years old now, probably around 2011, 2012. It started to kick in, I guess maybe because I was ready. I was ready to, curious enough to explore it. So the benefits are, well, number one, most people want to know who they really are. And where they're from, you know, in the sense of, let's say, the last 200,000 years when the starseed experiment started. I mean, that can be very beneficial. Number two, connecting back to the star family, like the places where you spent the most time and, you know, where you really dedicated yourself to learning a particular trade or, you know, what if you had amnesia and you woke up today and found out you'd been an engineer for 20 years and then all of a sudden you could remember how to be an engineer? That's pretty cool. Stuff like that. You're going to start to reconnect with who you are before you came to Earth. And that can be very, very, very valuable. I found out that I was, you know, I guess you'd say a public speaker, a heart-centered teacher, you know, ascension guide in lots of lives. And I didn't know that until I activated my Merkaba. I didn't know those things, and I wasn't really ready to hear it until then. I was already just dealing with Earth, you know, just dealing with the duality and escaping it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So, I mean, everybody wakes up. Like, yeah. Here's Pluto. All the flowers in the field don't bloom on the same day. And when they do, when they do bloom, they need a lot of support. They need mm-hmm. to be watered and nurtured and told how beautiful they are, and they need a support team, more flowers around them. It's mm-hmm. a little bit like that. But until you bloom, you know, you really bloom, mm-hmm. you can't make someone bloom. You can't go over and say, you know, you should be blooming. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way.
You can't demand the bloom. Yeah. So you said escape the duality. That's another workshop in here, the escape duality workshop, and then getting out of the polarized 3D world. So is that actually possible while we're still here?
Absolutely. Don't you think you do that every day?
Oh, I do. I'm just wanting to hear you talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if I'm in my heart all day, every day, then I no longer experience judgment, and I'm neutral to what I would consider to be war or chaos on the planet. It wasn't that many years ago when Pluto came to me and she said, you know, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to be leaving soon. And I love you and I'll see you again, but I'm being called home. And I thought, wow, well, first of all, it's nice she's going to tell me she's leaving. Second of all, I'm getting mad now because she's leaving because I don't want her to leave, you know. And so I said, why? And to make a long story short, she said, well, because you still have a judgment over people killing people. And this is a planet where that's going to happen. Okay, people come here with that intention. They intend it even before they're born. And you're allowing that energy to disrupt the frequency of being in your heart and of being a galactic being walking the earth. Mm-hmm. And I understand it's a hard one, but some people do come here to actually kill each other. And to be completely honest, it's none of your business.
Right. Don't engage in that energy. I mean, it may exist, but it doesn't mean you have to. Yeah, right.
The journey for mm-hmm. each soul is completely unique and different. And from the earth plane, you will never understand it. You barely can do you. Let alone someone else.
Why try to analyze, validate, understand the negative choices that others are making? It's like you said earlier, be the star of your own life and worry about your own role and what you're creating. And
anyway, it made me want to go into a process of study, which we can't do in a radio show, to understand that. Why would people kill him? I mean, there is a reason, and people have their reasons, so to speak. But again, we'll never completely understand it here. The best thing I could tell you is that whatever it is you're judging is holding you back from your activating your own, you know, your own light body, your own ascension process, your own ability to be all that you can be. What if you really believed that you were the only person on the planet right now that can do certain things, and that God has sent you here to do those certain things? What if you really believed that? Would you not want to discover them, remember them, and then do them well? Okay, so there's a lot of people that can do certain things a certain way, but not exactly like the other person. There's a unique way that you are here to be, and your vibration adds, it's like a piece in the puzzle. And when that piece comes into the puzzle, the whole puzzle lights up. But without your piece, it's not going to light up, okay? We're all missing something until you activate you. That should be your focus. You should light up the puzzle, okay? You should add unto, and that's what the process we're about to do. You got to put your light into the, you know, your, however bright you can make your light, into the bigger light, which is the puzzle for all of humanity. And you do that without judging the other pieces, just simply being authentic in your piece. And you don't actually care if anyone even understands. I hope people listen to the show today and they understand what I'm saying. But you know what? If they don't, I'm still going to keep going. Don't you feel that way, Carrie? You're going to keep doing the show.
I
mean, I'm not going to stop and think if everybody's going to get it, because all the flowers don't bloom on the same day, right? And people are going to say things to me that I'm not going to get. You know, I might go, I'm going to have to go home and meditate on that. I didn't understand that, you know. And that's a good thing, too, right? So just be yourself, guys, and just be loving. I mean, really, really loving, and that only can come from the heart. People will say, well, it's so hard to be on Earth, you know. It's so hard not to have a judgment. And Pluto would come right up into your face, I mean, right now, just see it, and she'd say, is it? Is it really hard? Or isn't it harder to have a judgment? I mean, she would tell you that love and joy will always be easier. But it will never come. Never come until you can go into your heart and you can turn that, you know, the ping pong mind off, the monkey mind. Mm-hmm. Nope. She takes that back. No, we don't want to judge monkeys. They're very smart.
So light up your own, your individual puzzle piece without judging the other pieces.
Right, and that's going to take every day, all day long, the rest of your life, is to bring in that kind of light. That should be your whole focus. Like where we started is, you know, what kind of voltage are you putting out? You know, how bright are you?
Exactly. Well, hopefully everybody's voltage is a little higher after listening to this today.
Oh, but definitely. Let's go ahead and come together as a group.
Yes.
Then we light each other. You know, we share.
That is always my intention, you know, that as people leave here uplifted and feeling better and more excited and passionate and all of those and open-hearted. And that's why I say at the end, you know, open your heart and share that when you, you know, wherever you happen to be in the world, you know, just extend that love. That's why we come together. So I'm looking at the time. And so can we still do the dolphin process? Do we have time for that?
Well, it depends on how late you guys want to go.
Oh, I'm open for it. I think it's, I'd love
Everybody's
to.
Everybody's got 15 or 20 minutes. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Whoever can stay, stay. And if not, you can listen later.
Yeah.
We're going to do
know,
it.
Also, I mean, for people who can't, you know, hopefully we'll come on again sometime soon and do more dolphin and whale stuff because it really is the cutting edge, you know? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay. All right.
Connected.
I'm just turning on my little speaker so we can hear some dolphins here. Okay. So this comes from the group consciousness of the bottlenose dolphins. They make me laugh when they sing.
They're beautiful.
Feel the dolphins coming in now, moving around you. The dolphins say, beloved ones, there are many of you on the planet right now that don't necessarily understand the energies that are coming to the planet at this time. We want you to know more about what is happening and prepare for the changes by staying peaceful, rested, hydrated, and knowing that much change is at hand. We want you to be able to access your emotional body and to be able to really feel into what you want and what you are experiencing. We, the dolphins, are what you call super sentient beings. We're ancient beings here on this planet. We have 30 million years of experience, plus the experience that we have in other worlds. Your world is in a major transition or shift. You are receiving energy codes through your sun, and they are triggering the release of buried earth codes. All is well, but the journey can become a bit rocky, and sometimes we forget that we are literally under construction. The water carbon-based bodies that you are living in are being transformed into a crystalline energy body, where ultimately you will be living into a light body. It is imperative that you allow yourself to rest and recalibrate in order to revitalize yourself for what is ahead. Do not take this personally and think that you are depressed or that there is something wrong with you. Does it not make sense that you must change in order to receive the stronger energies? Those humans that are awakening and want to work with what we refer to as the ascension energies will embrace the changes and choose to ramp up for the next decade of great challenge and change. If you have been feeling a little unwell or out of sorts, it is because your body and mind are adjusting rapidly to the ascension energy triggers, and you are processing them and recalibrating them. In other words, putting in new electrical currents into your body and replacing the old, outdated ones. Please stop taking everything personally and finding excuses for feeling lower than usual. Everyone is experiencing the same changes that you are, and everyone knows, how should we say, someone who's recently transitioned or passed. You are not alone in that. Many people are choosing to leave the planet during this time of change, and it is perfect and right for them. The real truth is that we are moving from a third-dimensional physical body and energy system to a fifth-dimensional one, and this is not an easy or simple transition. Our transmission today and our messages are to remind you of that which you may not yet have realized. You are important, and you are part of the bridge that will make the quantum shifts necessary for us to once again live in a 5D world of peace and harmony. Do not isolate yourself during these times of change. Yes, we want you to rest and hydrate, but we also want you to ask for help and to work with other like-minded people. There was never a more important time the now to show up whenever you can. Even if you maybe don't feel 100%, find a way to connect with other like-minded people. In coming together with an attitude of gratitude and saying, how can I help? The energy and the consciousness of what the answer is for you will be shown. And know that you will be uplifted and more solutioning energy will appear as you come to this path of service. Start to take note of the energy that is coming to the planet at a specific time. And I'm referencing like the solstices and the equinoxes and 11-11 that's coming up. Take note of how it affects your energy and make the necessary changes to receive the energy peacefully even before it arrives. These events I speak of are coded to help you change. It is important not to resist them and also to prepare for them by being rested and hydrated, taking awfully good care of yourself. In other words, expect change, but use your free will to prepare for it, to receive it peacefully. Use your free time and your free will to know it is a part of the times of change we are living in, and that your water-based body is under construction, and it is being tuned into a crystalline light body. So this is the perfect time to actively choose to align as an individual with the collective for the greater good. We're all primed with light for great change. So embrace your infinite possibilities by making choices of where you're going to spend your time and focus your light. At this time in Earth's history, more and more people are waking up to the sentience and the abilities of the animals. As Rayon channels my voice, I remind you that I am a dolphin, and I am a representative or emissary of great joy and wisdom. I am also a representative of the dolphin healing community. Most of the people in your country really do love dolphins. However, they see us as smiling and willing entertainers in your theme parks. Although some of our brothers and sisters do volunteer to live for a while in what you call captivity, this is not how I would have you know me or introduce myself to you. I am sure I am capable of doing many cute tricks, as you probably are too. But that is not what this is about. I would like you to know me as someone that chooses to use my God-given gifts to assist humans in healing their emotional bodies and your physical bodies. An example of what I speak of to you is of your limited knowledge of what your science calls epigenetics. Dolphins are master epigenetics on the planet, and most people do not know this. Over the eons of time the dolphins have existed, they have come to people mostly one by one. The dolphins will tap into your energy and intentions. And if the dolphins sense that the human is willing to shift or heal, or the human is in trouble, we can usually get permission from their soul or higher self to help them directly. Our abilities allow us to heal using sound frequencies that you are not coded to hear. We also have the ability to work with multidimensionality and all 12 strands of the human DNA. We understand that the human physicality and multidimensional presence are highly trained to shift old energies very quickly using what we call sonogenetic ability. If you research people being helped or healed by dolphins, you would find many, including many who have been told by Western medicine doctors to get their affairs in order as they have been diagnosed with a fatal illness. All of this is true as your science does not have instrumentation or awareness of the advanced healing energy techniques that we can use to help you. So let's talk about how this can happen. In our recent past, the planet has been projected by an electromagnetic grid that postures our duality and even gravity. As vibrations rise and the Earth takes on a higher vibration, humans are asked to shift with the planet. The crystalline grid, now often called the compassion grid, is now in place, and it is a mirror for the vibration of humanity as we morph from that water-based being gently into a crystalline being. The crystalline grid around the planet is based in compassion and love and supports the shifts and changes that we are making. Over 35% of the old electromagnetic grid has dematerialized and will continue to degrade. It is appropriate that as we are released from a linear and polarized world and from gravity, very gently into one that supports love and true emotion. Love is the emotion in its myriad of forms that we want to integrate and live within. I speak for all of the dolphins now when I say it is truly through the use of the vibration and resonance of love that we can assist you in changing your emotions and your physical form. We come to Earth as you awaken, and we tell you through people like Rayon that there is a way to work with us and to move into a trajectory of energy that catalyzes the highest potential for humanity. This creates a monumental potential for each individual human and for the collective to connect to their souls. This connection offers us an opportunity for amazing transformation. So we say it's time to propel yourself through your intention into this time I speak of with great potential. So I am offering you access to a multidimensional, intelligent, morphogenetic field of energy that together we can co-create. Are you open to play with this potential today? Remember, nothing can be done to assist you without your permission. Such is the beauty and magnificence of this planet. Also know that on a larger scale, we are witnessing a pivotal time in history when one civilization is dissolving and a new world paradigm is being birthed alive. If you sense the world as you knew it is truly changing, it is. The incoming photonic infusions of divine light from the galactic center are dissolving the old and outdated institutions and structures, the old systems, the old mental constructs, and toxic behavior of the planet. All that is out of balance is destined to collapse. So there is help for you and help for the collective when we work together with intention and light. We begin for those that are ready, first moving into the heart space, surrendering the thinking mind. The changes that you are seeking will come from a deep, loving heart space, which is a feeling state of being. Not doing, being. Together, we join our consciousness with love and we open a portal of light into a higher dimension. We'll start with the fifth dimension with your permission. I want you to sense and feel your feet right now as we're going to form a watery portal, a virtual portal, right where your feet are now. And as you slip your feet into this portal, it's beautiful, warm, saline water. My name is Simon, and today I am your dolphin guide for this healing process. I ask you to begin to breathe more slowly, taking in the crystalline plasma light codes that are coming through the sun into the water. We are now using photonic light as a feedback system of communication through energy waves, which encode and transfer information. Together, we have created a zero-point energy field within your form, where you literally enable your molecules to speak to each other. This process is identified by your science as entanglement, and it is virtually instantaneous. This actually happens through the multidimensional oscillating frequencies. Today, through your permission, you are allowing etheric ascended dolphins the opportunity to assist you in crystallizing your soul's divine life blueprint. When you allow the dolphins to stand with you, to swim with you, to be with you, we join in zero point and a new field of creation is formed by our combined presence. We are transmitters and receivers of light as we are in service to you through this process we have described. You will note as the changes occur that there is an accelerated shift when we combine our energies that you cannot do alone. The newly charged light particles are destined to further calibrate your dormant DNA and will ignite and activate within each person's Merkaba or light body. Remember that your perception of the world is a reflection of your state of consciousness. You are not separate from it. Every moment, your consciousness creates the world that you inhabit. Visualize that world now, your world, and know that we, the dolphins, are right there with you. Now, I'd like you to think of something that you'd like to release. It could be an old repeating pattern that sometimes you feel is challenging. Could be a memory. Could be a chronic pain. And just identify one for the sake of the exercise. Now, really open up your hearts to we the dolphins. And maybe for the first time, let your guard down. Totally put your mind to sleep. Opening the heart, which allows us to come on in and help you. The same thing works for opening up to what you really want to move forward with. Take a moment now to really focus with We the Dolphins on something that you want to manifest. Start with something small, something you want to heal, something you want to create, a new relationship, a new project. Pick one. Focus on it. Bring it into your heart. What is it that you truly want? Share that with us now. We are here to help, and it is our honor to work with you in this way. We can come to you just as we are, virtually as well as in the physical. When you see us in the oceans, both ways are equally effective. So intention is everything. So I want you to slip down into the water now. Not just your feet. I just want you to slide down into the water. And I want you to see us swimming around you and floating with us. And don't worry about oxygen or breathing. That's only part of your physical world. The water should feel very comfortable. Perhaps the last time you did this was when you were in your mother's womb. So two things are happening. There's an energy field that's rotating around you clockwise, and one that's rotating around you counterclockwise. And then there's the energy now of just being stationary, not feeling that you have to do anything or accomplish anything. You've just used your pure loving intentions to create two focuses, one on what you'd like to let go of, and one on what you'd like to create. And we have picked up the reins of that, and we're injecting our energy, our photomorphogenetic body, into your energy. And I can't exactly tell you how we do it because you won't understand. But if you'll trust us, you're going to see a change. You're going to see a shift. You're going to feel better. And you're just repeating as this is happening now. Intention is everything. And anything is possible when you move into this higher vibration, where this type of merger will create powerful shifts for everyone. But today, it's about you. So know in your heart that this is happening. And focus now on the waves of energy that are coming out from you. What are we going to do with those waves? We've actually created enough energy to help you achieve what you want. So let's add some of this energy now as it ripples out to help humanity, to materialize their visions, to help them find an intention that will correspond with the energy of the new earth. Remember, as the dolphins, we are alchemists. We have no problem initiating new consciousness codes and creating templates for the 5D world. We travel back and forth from both. This is our gift to Gaia, and now today to you. This is how we fulfill our soul's mission. We are the emissaries of joy and light, and we love our jobs. So let us take that energy that's excess now, and let's bring it down into the earth herself, under the ground, down into hollow earth, into the core of the earth. And let's plant it like a seed. Know that Mother Earth will take care of it. She will nurture it, and it will grow. It's our personal download seed of love and light that we have created for Mother Earth, and it will ripple out and grow. Let's see it spreading into the earth and being available to everyone. And now, we're going to seal you in this beautiful bubble of golden light. And if you sense and feel the energy now, we're spiraling together. It's like you're belly to belly with one of my dolphin friends. And you're spiraling, spiraling, spiraling in a beautiful dance. And you're going to come up now through the portal, back up into the body, wherever you're seated. And the last thing you'll sense and feel is the water around your feet. And I'm going to ask you to continue to take your energy and your golden ball of light all the way up now to the crystalline grid, which surrounds the planet. And let's light up the entire surface of this grid. Never doubt your ability to make a difference. Never doubt that you can join in the way we are now to change the vibration for others. Sense and feel that voltage now lighting up like a Christmas tree. It's up to the people on the grid to accept it or not to. That's not your job, but your job is to bring the light. Thank you for sharing that with me. We are here. We love you. We are the dolphins. And we're coming back down now in our beautiful golden bubbles of light, merging with the physical form. I'm coming in now sitting next to Master Puda. She's got a big smile on her face. So thank you, everyone, for your attention, for your communication, for your merger, for your willingness. And most importantly, thanks for coming to Earth and being a part of the big play we're all doing here. Let us bless all people in all places and at all times. Namaste. We are the Dolphins, and I am Simon.
Thank you, Simon the Dolphin. Oh, that was amazing. The dance and the merger with the dolphins. What could be better? I mean, So what is your voltage now, everybody? I hope that it's...
I'm all wet.
Exactly. I'm so glad we did that. Lori, thank you for taking that extra time to share that. It was powerful. And I believe the majority of our group stayed with us, so that was great. What a wonderful show. What was that word?
I said we're dolphinized.
Yes. Yes. We are dolphinized. What a great, great show. Lots of information, and I always enjoy our time together, Lori, and I hope you did too, and I hope Puda did as well.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Awesome. Wonderful. Any final message before we say goodbye, Lori?
Well, it's just be love, everyone. You know, find ways to be love. Find ways to share love through your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions. And let go of anything that isn't loving. You know, it is not serving you or anyone else. And remember, if it gets, you know, difficult in the sense of how you're feeling, it's just a hologram. It's like, take out the page in the book you wrote, tear it up, write another page. Write it the way you want it to be. Okay?
Exactly. Thank you for that. And thank you for your time and everything today, Lori and Puda. And to everyone who's joined us, thank you for the gift of your time and love and presence today. What is happening for you now? What stood out for you today? What shifted for you? We'd love to hear from you. And just, I hope that you're feeling lighter, better, brighter.
What happens, she says. Puda says, shift happens.
Yes, and it happened today. Lots of shift happened. So, all right, everybody. Also, I want to remind you that if the information shared here today resonated with you, it opened your heart, give yourself the gift of saying yes to the empowering opportunities in Lori's special offers, and including the opportunity to work with her privately and Master Cat Puda. So please consider those beautiful offers. Thank you for joining us on another soulful adventure today. I'm sending waves and waves of love, light, and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light again tomorrow. Bye, everybody.